Hi, good morning. Who's this?
My name's Ian.
Ian, how do you feel? Is it okay to put that doggy bag in somebody else's garbage can?
I would say no.
And why would you say no?
I feel like if somebody did that to me, I'd be pretty upset. If I went down to take out my trash and there's a bag of doggy doo-doo in my garbage can, I'd be pretty upset.
Okay, so you say no to the doggy doo-doo. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mary.
Mary, how do you feel about doggy doo-doo being put in somebody else's garbage can?
If it is garbage day and my garbage still hasn't been picked up, I'm totally fine with it. But I would hope they would know for sure that that the garbage is still there. Because if there's no garbage, no, please don't do it. And I have four dogs, so.
Right. You just don't need any extra bags in your cans?
No. And I do the doggy poop a certain way. It gets put in the garbage cans the day of garbage, right before garbage comes. So I don't want it sitting in my garage for a week.
Yeah, you time it out effectively so it's the least possible smell. Is that right? Okay, yeah.
That's wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
four dogs. So. You must have a lot of bags.
I do. It's a lot of work.
So when you're walking the dogs, you won't put your dog bag in somebody else's can?
Oh, gosh, no. I carry it home. My kids carry it home. That's our rule.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Christina. How do you feel about somebody taking their dog bag and putting it in your garbage can?
I don't know if it's because I have a dog. I don't really mind. I guess the only time I would mind, and this has happened to me before, someone has thrown their dog's duty in the tote, and they didn't tie up the bag, and it was hot. And my husband's like, what's that smell? I don't know. So we found out someone was throwing them just untied in the tote. So I guess if you're going to throw your dog's poop in someone's garbage, please tie the bag up, please.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. That's good advice. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
How do you feel if somebody put their dog bag in your garbage can?
I am totally fine with it. Totally fine. I'm so happy they picked it up because I have kids that run around on the grass and I run around on the grass.
Yes.
I'd rather
it
be picked up than step in it. And I have stepped in poop before.
Yeah, it's hard to get out of the treads.
If it was an everyday occurrence and same person repeat offender, then it becomes a problem. But once in a while, somebody uses your trash can. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. As long as they're cleaning it up, I'm happy about that. That's it.
All right. Good perspective. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Morgan.
Morgan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How do you feel, Morgan, if somebody took their dog's bag and put it in your garbage can?
I would think it's just fine. I mean, the longest it's going to be there is 1 week anyway. So what big a harm could it really be? You know?
I haven't met my dog.
I feel like all of us are just kind of happy if they just pick it up.
Yeah.
Right. Just picking it up alone, I think, is respectful enough. So no matter where they put it, I don't think it matters.
All right. I like it. You're neighborly. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm thinking if you walk a dog like me, I walk my dog on the same path all the time and it's a couple miles.
Yeah.
Ask permission. Be like, hey, I come by here. I don't want to carry this for like 2 miles home. Do you mind if I just use your garbage can?
Right. Have you ever done that?
Permission. No, I live in the country. So, we have fields that my dog walks in. So I don't have to worry about that.
Right. Exactly.
But I feel like if I was in the city, I would ask permission.
Yeah, for sure. Three things that make country living worth it.
Being able to walk your dog without having to worry about that.
Right.
My dog likes to go into the ditch.
Nice.
Not having to worry about traffic until I come driving to Buffalo.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And my kids can, for the most part, play outside without having to worry about it too much.
That's so cool. Do you have chickens? That's Wheeze's dream.
I do not have chickens. My sister has chickens. She has 7 chickens. One of them is Betty, who is now a house chicken.
A house chicken.
She was getting she was getting bullied by the other chickens.
Aww.
And she got injured. So they brought her in the house, and now she is Betty the house chicken.
And so I'm going to make it sound like this is totally normal. So where does Betty the house chicken live primarily in your house?
she's in the crate right by the door. She'll go outside, wander around, and then she'll come in and actually peck the door. And my sister opens the door, and she walks right into her crate.
Yep. She comes in and says, they're being,
and she's good to go. Yep.
You know what? She's like, they're bullying me. I need to come in the house. And now the other chickens are jealous.
Yep. Yep. She'll actually, when the other chickens are in their chicken coop and she's free ranging, she'll like literally walk by and be like,
ha, 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 ha,
ha. Oh my God. It's like mean girls going on with your chicken coop. That's crazy.
Oh. They've caught her doing that, like puffing up as she walks by, like, yeah, I'm outside because I'm the house chicken.
I'm Betty, the house chicken. You know, just when I thought I've heard everything, I hear something new, and I appreciate that. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
No problem. You too. Bye.